What kind of common problem have you never experienced? An example could be a flat tire. Everybody probably gets that in their life. Getting like stung by a bee, maybe breaking a bone, car accident, stuff like that. What are we getting so far this morning on our social media? What are people saying?
Well, Carissa says she's never been to a concert and she's almost 36 years old, but that's not a common, that's just like, what
that's
has everyone else
sad.
Done? That's kind of a different phoner. It's like, what has everyone else done that you haven't done?
Yeah, we've all been to a concert,
yeah,
girl.
It's not a common problem everyone has that you don't have, but that is sad. You're right. Everyone feel bad for Carissa.
Somebody take her to a damn concert.
Someone take her to the Tree Star at
yes.
Chocolate Prairie Crossing. She can listen to whoever wins Tree Star sing.
And who's she dating that's not taking her to the damn concert?
I know. It's terrible.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to Angela this morning on the Joan Alex Show. Angela, what common problem have you experienced, or never experienced, I apologize?
I've never been stung by a bee, and my twin sister hasn't not either, so.
Ooh, it's a twin thing.
Oh, here they are.
Do you think if she got stung, you would feel it?
I do feel like that we do share that pain sometimes.
Do you also share pleasure?
Huh?
Do you also share pleasure? Like, let's say, you're with a dude.
Oh, no.
That sucks. What a jip.
Or like, what if you have to go to the bathroom? Can you feel it? Like, can she feel it too? Like, oh, I really gotta go.
God is like creating twins, no. And he's like, well, if one gets stung and has a horrible pain, I want the other to feel it. But if one is feeling amazing pleasure, I don't want her to get that.
No, it's happened before where I've ended up with a bruise on one arm and she's had one on the opposite arm and didn't know where it came from. So.
Ooh, that's creepy.
That's
vampire pain.
Well, it's phantom bruise.
Ooh, where did it come from? Bees from space.
And then it wasn't until my mid-20s I had my first peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
This is absolutely
this is
just
insane.
Wow.
Were you allergic to peanut butter?
No, it just really wasn't in our household growing up.
Yeah, your parents didn't love you.
The peanut butter was the devil. Peanut butter and honey. Hey, would you want to come in studio, Angela, if we could get a beekeeper and get stung?
You know, I've actually watched that before, like at the state fair, so I'm not afraid of bees.
What? But that people voluntarily get stung at the state fair? Is that a ride?
No, it's a guy dressed up in his garb, and he'll go in with, like, thousands of bees in a netted tent area.
Whoa.
But would you want to come in studio if we could get a beekeeper in studio?
We don't need a beekeeper. We just need a bee.
No.
Why do we need a keeper?
Because the beekeeper can control them and do
we
the puffy
a
smoke.
We need a bee. We need one bee to sting her.
No, but I'm saying, would you want to come in with your twin sister?
I don't know. It would have to be like front row tickets to like, I don't know, Katy Perry or something.
Whoa. We're doing you a favor here. Like you, I would expect you to pay us.
You don't want to see Beyonce?
I'll take my chances with the environment.
You know, actually, she
they're coming
up
for you.
Something really interesting. We should find out when National Twin Day is and have a couple sets of twins in studio and just ask them fascinating questions. Like, I don't know, that's weird to me that she's gotten phantom bruises and stuff. Bizarre.
Producer M1K, you ever been stung by a bee?
Never been stung by a bee, but we got to save the bees. They're like all gone. They're all dead, right?
Oh, yeah,
is that why I haven't been stung?
That's probably
why she hasn't been stung either.
All the honeybees are dying off. What about this, though? Would you, if we brought in a beekeeper?
No.
I didn't even get to finish.
You keep preaching this beekeeper thing like this. Somebody's going to walk in with a box of bees and they're going to be all flying around the studio.
We're not going to be
allowed.
We need
one bee to sting somebody.
Would you not prefer a professional compared to like, hey, I randomly caught this bee in my backyard?
Oh, you think
that's dangerous.
You think the bee has something?
Listen, bee stuff is supposed to be good for you. You can go to Sephora and buy beauty products that are full of bee venom and it's supposed to do amazing things for your skin.
Honey.
Trust me. All right, I'm just saying, I'll try to get a beekeeper in here if you want, and we'll actually do it.
Julie on Facebook says she's never had a bloody nose. I've never had a bloody nose either.
Never?
Never.
Does it ever gets dry?
Like, no. Sometimes I'll get a bloody booger, you know, once in a blue moon.
But it's
a blugger. A blugger.
My wife got a bloody nose the other night, but it was from the dogs, though, jumping on her.
What?
What?
Our dog jumped and got excited.
Oh, is that what you told the police?
No, swear to God. You know what? Seriously.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
That's me. We should have joked about domestic violence.
Oh, yeah.
That's messed up. That's messed up. Producer MYK started it.
The Joan Allen Show.
Get mad at him. Send your emails to Producer MYK.
Somehow it'll turn back to you like it always does.
Yeah, it always go back to me.
Seriously, I told him, like, you need to take a picture right now telling people this was not me that did it. Yeah, our dog funny. Jumped up and cut her on the top of the nose. It looked like she got, like, hit with something.
Ooh.
Looks like she got hit with something.
Convenient that you have a morning radio show where you can say your alibi to thousands and thousands of people listening.
That is very convenient. You're correct. I don't know what you're trying to incite here, but yes.